Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
Sometimes you cheat and it's not actually what you thought you were gonna get. So you what did you say? You cheat.
What you
cheat is not what you get.
Yeah.
I'm going for something.
Yeah. But I got cheated in the process of cheating.
Yeah. I'm not even getting it. Like,
Imagine that.
The world is a cruel place.
Anyway, guys, this is part two of part one.
Of our little. Part two of part one.
Did you not hear it before it came out of your mouth? No, I didn't. Of course,
right,
I didn't.
Right, so let's start this off with a bit of chaos. Obviously, I had to be the one to introduce it. What do you guys think about, you know, after you ended the situation with someone that you genuinely liked or loved, and now you're seeing, later on you see snaps of them with her babes and everything's looking sweet and lovely, you know, roses and flowers and everything.
What babe? And who babe?
Not you. A whole different babe.
That's why I said what and who. Please.
A new one. You got a new babe.
That's okay. Please block me, delete me.
I'm a very petty individual.
Just remove me. I'll be happy for you from far distance, you know?
I'm not going to be happy for you one bit because I'm still hurt. So I'm not happy. I don't want to see it.
No. There's some people that I wouldn't mind because.
No, she means the one that you love. No, I'm talking about your. She's talking about your, you know.
The one you soulmate. The one you planned.
If he's my soulmate,
your hubby.
Now, there's this one guy I used to speak to. I still have him on Snap and stuff. If he was to come and ask, you know, post a girlfriend or a baby, I'd be like, oh my God.
I'm so happy for you. You know what? There's some people that I want you to post a babe so I see that you're over me, please.
I want you
to be over me.
Yes.
You know them ones.
Because the other day, yeah. No, it wasn't even the other day. It was Valentine's Day. I was so happy when someone that I used to speak to, no, I didn't even used to speak to you, were obsessed with me. Someone that was obsessed with me was like, oh, buy Valentine's Day presents for my girl. I was like, oh my God, I thank God.
So cute, yeah.
No, it's not so cute. Oh my God, I thank God, please, thank you. Girl, whoever you are, thank you for taking this burden off me. Tell me why he texted me 2 days ago.
Oh, God. It didn't work out for him.
Yeah, but I don't have time.
Yeah, but why come? What, it didn't work out with me as well. Why are you here?
No, but that's the thing. I let you know I don't ever like you. Like,
I've never liked you. Don't ever want
to
like
you. I tried to. You see, that's the thing about girls that pisses me off.
What?
Like, we have this thing.
Even though you might not be for me, I'm still going to try.
Yeah. Like, I
know, but
I
that's with everybody.
No, some guys know that.
This is not gonna work, and that's
some
it.
Some people are like, you didn't tell me all of this about yourself, so I'm gonna bounce.
The shade.
The fact that I don't have this.
The shade of it all.
The shade of it all. Let me bring my tree. The fact that you've not disclosed.
The sun is out today.
I'm gonna bounce.
Yeah.
Some people are like that. They. Red flag or pink flag, if you want
to
call
what?
It.
Yeah. Whatever flag. You know what? If you do not give me time to come and now tell you, oh yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 happened, and you just expect after 3 days for me to tell you, oh yeah, this is what happened, this is what I went through, oh my gosh, I'm going to cry. No.
First of all, I'm not going
to
cry about what
not to you. Right?
No.
That's not going
to
happen.
Please.
Not to you.
Especially if I just met you. If I know it's them ones where it's still sensitive, I'm not even going to touch on the subject too tough, but yeah.
No. Not to you. You know my whole thing is, yeah, everyone has that, okay, not everyone, but I would say I have the guy friend that I cry to about other male species in the world. Like
species there.
I confide in someone, but even when I confide in him, I've already cried it out with my friends.
Oh yeah.
Well, I've had a whole month to cry. And then I'll be like, oh yeah, brother, I haven't spoken to you in such a long time. So this is what happened, you know. And then he'll be like, oh my God, like, why didn't you tell me? Be like, nah, you know, I was going through it. So
I'm still trying to process everything.
But now that I've finished, I thought I'd let you know. But,
system. Are you doing that to, you know, cry again because of the memories? When you talk about it, it obviously comes back, or are you doing that to gain some sympathy from him?
No. I go to him simply because you guys can't offer me what I need. It's like, no, not in that way. It's like, you can't offer me the answers I need from the conversation, if okay. you get what I mean.
Yes.
Because you know that this person is going to give me this type of reaction. Exactly. And that's what I want.
It's like, he'll be like, oh, you know what, yeah, oh, he's a dickhead. He just played the rule book. Like, he literally just done A, B, C, D, and E. Oh. So if he comes to me with that flex, then I'll be like, oh, really? So I was just like that. He just played me like that. So I'm a monkey. I'm a fool. Like, what?
No, but sometimes, guys, bring me a banana, take me to the circus. And that's like,
a lie?
Jesus Christ.
I'm a clown. I'm a clown.
I mean, with the banana, you're a monkey, but hey.
Yeah, sitting on a clown.
Okay.
No, but you know, sometimes, yeah, okay, fine. You know, your girls can give you different opinions or perspective than your guy, innit? But a guy can also, you know, your male friend can also like you.
He's not really a friend, he's just there for with a purpose. Yes, essentially. But
we would never know that completely now, would we?
Yeah. It brings me to this question. Do you guys think a girl and a guy can be good friends without anything ever happening?
From the beginning, from if the nothing happens between you, keep it like that, please. No. Then you can. But if it's like a consistent...
If you moved or approached me with, like, she's looking nice type of thing, let me chat to her then.
Yeah, no.
No, because I have friends where it started off like they're moving to me, but then they deep down realized that I don't like her like that. Yeah.
Mm.
She's a more of a sis. Type of situation.
Yes, you know who that is.
No names.
What friend is this?
No names.
Not here. Later on.
Later on.
Do you know? I want to know.
I have friends, man.
I don't think I even have any male friends.
Did you see that?
I have friends.
Yeah.
Stop trying to draw up my friends. They like privacy.
Let them be in the private during this podcast. But
they like private areas as well.
Hey.
Like, you know, hotels and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think they've done that still.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you're like chilled with your friend at a hotel just to chill.
No.
I was definitely bouncing whilst chilling, but hey ho.
No.
Help.
Hello. Christmas the Claymore.
Nah, it's someone. Oh, what was your question? Someone had a
your
question.
Yeah, you're the one who said it's gonna go.
No, I don't think they can.
Can it ever be Can it ever be platonic?
There's
which is funny because I'm scrolling through the Twitter.
You're about to say the gram.
Yeah, I was about to say the gram. And saw something about your friendship is not platonic if you have had sex before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, because the definition of a platonic is intimate and affectionate relationship,
mm-hmm.
but not sexual.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if you've guys been down that alleyway, then it's not.
But that's what I said. Yeah. That's what I said. You can't. You cannot go.
So what is it then?
That's someone you had a past with.
But yeah. My friend.
Okay.
Yeah, in your own words.
Yeah, in your world.
Yeah.
What do you mean in my world?
Oh, your world.
Because you guys had sexual.
Because when you find your babes, the one that makes you, you know, whatever, you're gonna tell him, yeah, this is my friend. Yes,
No. You don't even need. You don't even need to tell.
You just fix the situation before.
Yeah.
You gets to that.
And plus, you will put that boundary because, okay, imagine both of them are there, yeah? There's a celebration and they're both there.
Okay.
And your man, you won't even, I swear, I kid you not, you won't even need to tell your man, he will know. He will know and he will ask you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll be like,
I'm so sorry, hold on.
Even when it's people before you met that me, you don't know and they're just looking at you like, do you know that?
Okay, this person.
No, not even, do you know? No. This is your friend? Yeah.
No. Okay.
He likes you still.
Yeah.
Wait.
Men know other men.
Okay. All right.
Just like you go, yeah, to your male friend for advice or after you go through something and you go tell that person. And he says, oh, like, he done this because of this. He done you like this. And you now feel like, I'm the clown. Why do you feel like that? Just because of his words? Why? Why do you feel like that?
I disagree. Wait, hold on. You can't tell me that the fact that the person that I've had relations with happens to still be in my life because I consider him a good friend. You can't come and now say, oh, you need to come and now wrap that situation up because a new man's in my life. This person has also had sex with people that he might have decided, oh, I like this person for the personality. You're still going to stay as my friend.
But someone won't tell you that. They'll just make you feel bad about it. Pause.
Why would I tell him?
Wait.
But neither one of you know at this point.
Worry about us.
You know.
Worry about us. No. Like, I don't think you guys are getting me.
We never told you you need to do this.
No. Even if he finds out of the blue.
Which blue? Shut up, man. There's no blue in this guy.
Okay, out the yellow. Because he gonna find out. He gonna find out today.
In some red way.
Sometimes it comes off as white. But...
Oh my
Jesus.
God. You know what?
It's okay.
No, my whole thing is, I feel like girls have this sense of loyalty to men. Literally, listen, yeah. I feel like the loyalty, why do I have to come and now compromise my whole friendship with someone that, okay, cool, I accidentally had sex with him, but you can't come in now it wasn't an accident because it happened.
Sorry,
what happened?
She almost broke the glass and then she started doing this.
Shut up, man. Listen, I'm trying to put
strike my soul. She tapped on it and she was
I'm trying to get my point across before I come in now and forget it. It's like we feel this sense of,
I need to tell him everything.
But he doesn't tell you everything. See this girl up and downing you at a party, at a club.
You're wondering why
is she...
Because he's going to sell the dreams.
Exactly. And it's like, now it's your fault that I ain't with my man. So she's putting it across like, it's your fault that I ain't with him. And then you and this person start having an argument, disagreement. But it's because of a man. Why? Why do I need to give him that sense of, I fucked this person. By the way, if you see this person, just know that I fucked him. No. Whether you find out with your eyes, that's not my business.
The colours of the rainbow.
Yeah, but that's... What colour do you want to
wear? Oh, my God. Jesus. Had this joke will never leave my eyes. Oh, yellow, by the way.
Okay, but what we were telling you before is not that, oh yeah, you need to tell him, or yeah, you need to separate your friend. No, sweetheart. What we said is that...
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
He will automatically see something. You don't have to tell him, and we're not telling you, tell him. We're not telling you to do anything.
No, from what you said, that's what I got. Like,
okay,
girls are too loyal.
It's like, for example, back there was that
situation. Females are too loyal.
Yeah, we are. So, there was a time where it was a couple years back, Nib's birthday, we went global, yeah? And I happened to see a certain nice looking man, and I tapped his
shoulder. Oh my God.
Obviously, your babe saw it, but we thought he didn't. But he clipped onto the situation.
Yeah.
I get home and Tamari, you got me in trouble. I'm thinking, what did I do now? He didn't see anything. oh no, his friend saw it, but it wasn't even the friend. It was like, nah, bro, I clocked onto
his
your
friend. Shit. Yeah. Shut up.
No, I forget the friend. Even if
it's like, no. I looked too long. I was supposed to do her. I did the whole wow. We had the whole wow moment. We had the time to do
at,
wow.
We both looked at the guy, and then we looked at each other, and then we looked at our food.
Oh my god!
It was at that moment. It was a.
Oh, okay. Homegirl, like, babes over there, you know.
You guys took too long.
Yeah.
My one didn't even see shit, as far as I know.
And it's like, it's dumb as that. I was like, oh shit. It's when I got the text. The text was like, the way he left it to the last minute. He was like, oh, you guys home safe, blah blah. I was like, yeah, we're home safe. He goes, by the way,
shit,
when I'm with you, never be looking at man.
You know when they tell you off, like, I'm not telling you off, I'm letting you know what's up.
I was just like, I'm so sorry. That's never gonna happen.
Even if I'm not in the wrong, I'm compelled to somehow apologize in some way, shape, or form.
Bro, that's the thing. That when I'm in the wrong, I'll apologize happily.
Same. Because if I'm in the wrong, I would.
Probably. It depends how you come at me. That's the thing. You have to come at me.
Some of these people know how to address you. Oh, you kind of can't. You're turning me on a bit. I can't lie to you, but okay, keep talking.
No, most times I wouldn't even say sorry. I'll just. I'll tell you, but I'll do that. It's too much for here. Too much for here.
You know when they say your name? Nubi. Like,
oh my god, when they normally don't say your name.
Honestly, it's normally
say your full name.
But now it's tomorrow.
Mine would be like, babe, Maria.
No, 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 but
how you actually got my attention? What happened? Who did what?
Like, no, I always say, is it an accident? I have to ask.
Did you call me by accident?
I was like,
he was like, well, I'll be like, were you practicing my name on your tongue?
No.
I'd be like, come here.
Come here, jump on.
No. I'm the type of person, I'd be like, come here, oh my god, come here. I'd be like, what? I'd be like, what's wrong? I'd be like, I'm so sorry, come here.
Sometimes they don't even take that, they're like, nah, bro,
relax. Yo, stop that shit.
Please, just try, man. I don't got time for this. And this is why I'm excited.
That's when you start praying.
Huh?
That's when you're praying. Yeah.
Oh.
That's when the prayers start.
Go.
I'm thinking, why are you praying?
That's when you're
she excited. Couldn't just use simple
couldn't
words.
I couldn't figure out what she meant so quickly.
She couldn't just use simple words. I'm
working out his jeans and we're going to call it a day.
Be like, can you be mad after?
No.
I don't like that.
Please
no.
Deal with it now. Yeah. I want to hear about it later.
Yeah.
I'm trying to giggle and laugh.
Afterwards. Yeah. I think it's just you by yourself.
Yeah. I realized I was in a toxic relationship. Have you guys ever realized that you were in a toxic situation?
I think it was, yeah. I was in a,
Yeah. I've had a few, but you know what? The funny thing is, yeah. The craziest one is the fact that it kept on coming back to me and I kept on inviting it back. And then at the same time, it got to a point where I was like, nah, this is just pure entertainment. There was a time when I was just like, nah, this is entertainment. Like, what's this?
I won't go anywhere with this woman. What the hell? There's nothing to plan here.
Wait, who are you meeting? You're never meeting anyone from. Really? You're not meeting my friends. You're not meeting my family. You're not meeting no one. I can't lie to you. I can't tell you the truth, mate.
You can't tell me the truth. We can't tell each other the truth.
No, it's like when we're in each other's presence. Oh my god, I love you.
I love you, dead.
Yeah.
Nah, sorry. I ain't, if I don't love you, I ain't telling you. I swear. If you tell me you love me. Don't know how to respond. I'll be like, okay.
Do you know what? I don't think I've ever been in love. Like, I've had love for people, but I don't think I've loved. Even though I've said it, sorry, it was a lie. I wasn't really there fully.
You've never told me, like,
I love you.
Do you mean it?
She's like,
no, because you know what? I'm about to get my feet.
I've said it too many times.
Heartbreaks happen from friendship.
Oh my god. Let me tell you. Oh my. Don't get me so much. The worst heartbreaks.
Oh, yo. Bitch.
Who am I going to go to now? I'm going to find another man. Who am I going to find now?
Mm-hmm. No, I go to my mom. I go to my mom. My mom's like, oh, what now?
But my mom's like, I told you so. Always
which
have
friend
you
know.
Nah. Nah. Like, my mom has this thing where she sits me and my sister down. She's like, so how are your friends? she just starts. And then she's like, oh, like, she asked my sister yesterday, oh, so are you and La-Di-Da still friends? My sister's like, no. Yeah.
Oh.
She goes, yeah. She goes, oh, I haven't seen her in a long time. She goes, you're at work half the year.
Wow.
How are you ever going to... How are you ever going to see this anyone. Person?
You better then, see me, let alone a whole stranger.
Exactly. So then my mom was like, she looked at me and I was like, just because my friends are fucked, it doesn't mean she has bad friends.
What are you trying to call us?
You're fucked. That's it. It's just,
what a toxic relationship this is.
No, it's not. I'm a realist. I have to say it how it is.
We're not fucked.
I'm
a realist.
There's nothing in it. It's
okay. Pass it.
Don't break the glass.
I'm not.
Everyone was caressing that. She was broken.
I'm a realist. Like, you just...
I feel like with us, it was just miscommunication. It's not. We're not. But
it's a dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional.
I'm even thinking what word fits best, but anything to do with mind. It's just okay. This is getting out of hand.
I planned.
Yeah, for
it goes downhill so fast.
We're in a good place.
Yeah. How?
It's all good, and then it goes downhill. Then it goes downhill. The minute an outsider says something, I'm there thinking, sorry, what?
Oh my god.
You know what pisses me off?
It's when like, why are you still friends?
Shut up. Who asked you?
Why did your mum not take plan B? Like, things happen.
No. Why didn't she follow? She made that choice not to. I'm choosing
Jesus
to still be
Christ.
Her friend.
Things happen.
You don't know the bond we have.
Things happen.
She's really shaking her.
Things happen. It's like, you know when I would rather a guy tell me like, oh no, you guys will be fine, you guys will work it out.
When you try
that's when I know, okay, cool, if me and you have a problem, I can work it out with you. If you ask me why am I still, I'm there like, yeah, we're going to be breaking.
It's the moment where it's like, yeah, but like it shouldn't be like that.
Tell me how it should be. Show me how it should
if
be.
I tell you about your friend. You should never be like
that. No. Your friend was moving to me as well. So let's talk about that. You only have one friend in your life. I've managed to have however many I have. And you're out here.
Over the period of 5 years, how many
And you're out here telling me. And
you're out here.
And you're out here telling me. All about
me. He's over there.
You're telling me about myself.
Not even about myself, about my friend. I think that's what irritates me sometimes. You can tell me about myself, but why are you talking about someone you've never met?
No. You can tell me about them as well, but just know the minute you finish your sentence,
I'm looking at your type.
Your number has already been blocked. Like, what are we talking about here?
You know them ones when they get bare
I'm gonna call you when I get home. Be like, okay. How's
it's
my
like, I haven't
it's not
even,
gonna go through.
No. It's the thing is, I haven't even given you proper details like that. I'm giving you the very tip of the ice. The bare minimum, but you're coming here.
It
shouldn't be like that. Your friend shouldn't. Sorry, you're getting too comfortable here.
You have never met her. Please.
Let's calm down.
Bare minimum.
Because I don't like, okay, cool. I came to you and shared this situation with this person, but why are you now creating this image about.
It's like, oh, babe, you're acting different because, you know, you're getting those traits from your friends. I'm so sorry. Wait, what?
First of all, I gave her the traits. Let's
start with. You know them ones. I'm just quiet.
Huh?
You. I'm talking about you.
What did I do?
She gives the influence. She's just quiet about it. She'll just be there like, raw, I don't know even how this happened.
I don't even know how it got here.
I don't know how it got here.
Who made this decision? Oh, it was me.
Oh, no. And then, you know, there was, I only did it because Tam done it, like, and, you know.
And then you look at Tam, it's like, she can't do that.
She's that.
You damn right.
These are the times, yeah, when your friends give you advice and then they tell you, if things go wrong, don't blame me.
Right. But I'm just saying, it might not work saying. For you. You know,
like, nah, I need that disclaimer.
And Maria will be like, if it doesn't, it will be her decision, by the way, yeah. She's the one who's coming up with these, you know, ideas. But she's talking to me about it, right? And she'll be like, if it doesn't go right, I'm blaming you. I'm like, why are you blaming me for?
Yeah. I need someone to blame. You know, it was on this day with this person I made that decision.
No, but even me, when I come and I'll give out advice, I'll be like, you can blame me on this one. Cause
no.
You know what? No. You know,
sometimes the answer is so obvious that you don't see and I have
to tell you. That I have to tell it to you. And it's like, bro, you can. It's okay. Blame me.
I don't mind.
Let me take the heat. Put the wood on me. Set me on fire.
Put the fire on me.
Right here, like I'm praying. No, like it gets to a point. Yeah,
toast.
Bro,
we're
roasting
on this point.
Do you think your man, yeah, your man kind of like puts a barrier between you and your friends in a way?
You shouldn't. I don't advise it.
Do you think you're my man? Do you think you're honestly my man? I think, when it comes to a man putting barriers between me and a friend, it's the friend that's letting that happen.
That's what... You took the words out of my mouth. You have allowed it to get to that point, because how do you have such authority over someone I've known longer than you?
Bro, a vagina's an organ. You can't tell me... A vagina is an organ. You can't tell me he's beating it that good that your brain is now splattered all over the room.
I'm like, where are we going?
Trust me, daddy.
It's that good, it's good, and it's good. Listen, nothing else to it.
You know when you don't have that, what do you call it?
Presence. Fuck,
no. You know when you just don't have that oomph and that. Stepping stone. That's okay. When you don't have that stepping stone, and that person has given you everything. Let's say you don't have father figure or whatever, and you know you haven't got that actual love, and then the dick is good as well, and you're like,
oh, they've come and provided everything.
Oh shit! Yeah, like
I'm listening to this, brother.
I am listening to.
If he goes, all of this goodness goes.
You know what I mean?
And you know it can become a thing where. Yeah, relationship, you might think, oh yeah, like it's fine, whether things are toxic or not, whether you're happy in the situation or not,
I love him.
Yeah, that's it. Like he's here for me.
It might even get to a point where
you have the hammer.
She's been having this whole episode.
You've been nailing it. It's really in the ground.
And wow. It's one of those ones where it affects the friendship that you have with these people, because it's like you can't even think for yourself. Or when I point certain things out, you're like, nah, that's not true.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not the case.
You're not in my shoes, so you can't.
You can't relate.
You're not in my situation. I don't want you to speak about it. You can't see what I'm going through. You don't.
But I can see, because I'm the one that you talk about. You're the talk one to, you come yeah. you talk
come to me.
Well, talk about talk to both.
Yeah.
You express your doubts, your fears, and your second thoughts to me about this person. So, who else has a better picture than me right now?
Mm.
Really and truly.
Truly.
Especially, and if you think I have ill intentions, why are we here then?
Especially when you're the one who told me everything, like A to Z. It's not like, oh yeah, you have given me like one information. I didn't beg
you,
I didn't
ask for it. You just came and decided to open up to me. Fair enough, we're friends, that's what we do. So then, why is it that when there's an issue, oh yeah, but you don't know me. Oh yeah, but you don't. What? How? Babes, you shared a lot, you know?
Would that mean like, that it would be hard for the person to let them go then?
Yeah.
To let the relationship go.
Whether you're
That's what I was trying to say, like, in the first part. It's like, you're basically telling me, you're putting my friendship with you on pause so you can come and now have cheerful, happy, happy.
Mm.
And like, when,
so when that cheerful, happy, happy is not happening
anymore,
we press play on over here. Like, I'm some.
But I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't
want to.
You can do it if you want, but I'm just going to be
on the outside. No. Not even if you want. I'm so sorry. You can't.
No. You can do whatever you want. It's got nothing to do with me.
Nothing.
At all.
At all.
Zero.
Nada.
At all. Like, I'm tired of girls being able to come and now be like, oh, you know what, yeah, I'm with my man, stop calling me, unless I know you're telling him that you found out that you're pregnant,
hey.
Or, you know, you have some sort of issue that both of you are trying to work out, answer my goddamn phone before I come and I'll kidnap you from wherever you are.
Oh, dear.
This is what I said in the first part. If you can, everything that you claim you can do for your boyfriend, why can't you do it for your friends? If I can call my friends every day, if I can call my boyfriend and speak to him every day overnight, why can't I do that with my friend? If I can travel to the ends of the earth to see an ex brother, why can't I do the same for a friend?
Mm.
Why do I feel entitled to this person's unconditional love, but I'm not really there for them and giving because them that love as well?
It's blinded.
Well, open your goddamn eyes, because I ain't going to be here forever, and then you're really not going to see me. So, what then?
Yeah, but people don't realize that until, you know what they say, you don't realize things until you lose it.
You see, I hate that saying. But it's true. I detest that saying.
It's true.
My ex said that, and I absolutely hate that word. That word, that sentence.
Yeah.
Why must it? It's you probably going to happen to me and everything, but why does it have to get to that point when it can be fixed now?
Because there's no genuine or proper communication between
the. Yeah, but I've let you know that we're doing this fucked up though. What if it's that I've actually communicated with you, like, yo, but darling,
yeah, but sometimes
calm down with the nonsense, like, you're doing a bit too much, but then you still go back to acting.
But tomorrow.
Oh, you're about to tell me I do too much
as well? No. You see, yeah. You see, sometimes, yeah. Let me tell you, sis. Your personality, yeah, and somebody else's personality is different.
Sorry.
You, the way you are saying, okay, yeah, what you're doing is fucked up. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
You need to fix up. It might not be okay with the other person, knowing that how they are, you know. Exactly, but that's you.
That's the way you speak.
Yeah, that's you. That's, I'm not saying it's not okay. I'm saying, obviously, your personality is somebody that knows you or that claims that knows you should know how you speak.
Yeah.
Yes, but at the same time, if they're too weak to handle it, they will not understand you no matter how much you're trying to communicate with that person.
That's true.
Or if they don't genuinely see a problem, like, they're just going to be like,
yeah, that's true, because it's like, someone, where am I going to settle for if I haven't done
anything wrong? What's the issue? I don't understand.
Someone once said, good relationships come out of bad situations. It's like, if, let's say you're doing something and someone steps on your tongue, you're like, what the fuck? Like, it's like, this person has already seen my bad. I don't need to pretend, because he's seen my bad, and I'm yet to wait for that person. I'm waiting.
The smile right now, this is ready to be on. The voice from
I'm ready. Like, I was speaking to my friend on the phone, and he was just like, what's going on with you? I'm there like, I don't know, I'm just ready to be in love. Like, I feel like, it's like, I'm ready to be in love, that I feel like I'm already in it.
Yeah.
It's a mad one.
You could be. Oh, with yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
And you mean you're like, ready to share it with somebody else?
Yeah.
And then he goes, you love yourself. Wow,
like, I haven't like heard you this happy for a while. I was like, I don't think you understand. Like,
and you know what,
and I'm single. Well,
that's what I was going to say. There's no one there.
There's no one there. I'm so
happy. Independent.
Yeah, shout out to the independent girl. We
I'm
win.
Happy.
Wait.
What?
Why is it, yeah? Some guy, oh, who is it? Someone must have put online, yeah? Girls that are struggling to get in relationships are the ones that call themselves independent women.
I was about to say that, that it doesn't matter, yeah, whether you're single or not.
You're still living in your mom's house. What do you want now? Okay. I'm independent, living by myself. Where do we go from here?
No, but I was about to say, whether you're in a relationship or single, you're still independent.
You'd hope.
I
follow this girl on Instagram, and she's a stay-at-home.
What?
She's a stay-at-home girlfriend. She gets given what she wants by her boyfriend. They're not married though, but she's a stay-at-home girlfriend. So then I'm thinking, what if one day he doesn't want you anymore?
Yeah, but that's a choice. She doesn't want to do that. That's being individual, like what you want in life. That's why I said earlier.
To go back to your point, it's important to be independent. It doesn't matter whether you're with a man or not.
Yeah.
The independence still needs to be there. If you can't find your independence by yourself.
Please.
I feel like I've been somewhat traumatized. Like, even if I have someone there who can provide for me, I have to always have my back. I'm 100%. So sorry. I need to come with my half ready. Should there ever be a point where you can't come for me?
Say, Steven, we went to Simple Landos and my guy's card got declined. I had to pull my phone out and I had to pay.
I have to have enough to cover for my bills.
This is big, big man.
Mate, before I even leave my house or before I accept to go out with you, I'll make sure that I get paid first. Or I have money.
Can we go next week? Because I get paid on a Friday and then Saturday we can go. So
100%.
I can get myself there, back, and pay for my food.
Yeah. Whether you say you paid or not.
Imagine, I guess, stranded in big, big central London.
Sheesh, kebab. That's what it's going to be.
They make you wash the dishes until, you know, until you make up the money.
Fuck.
I'm not doing that.
What?
If anything, I'm paying for my bill. You can wash your dishes.
Maybe it's in America, but
probably. Yeah, I don't know why.
In England, you'll probably get arrested.
Oh my God.
Probably get a fine and go on a payment plan with the company.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. That happened to someone when they went to the Shard and they ordered the wine.
Oh, the wine. Yeah. She thought it was £15.
Oh my gosh, she thought it was £50. But it was 5,000.
So you say she's paying for one bottle of wine?
Mate, one bottle.
I just wanted
old wine.
Yeah.
The other one was in 1945.
Yeah, so it has the sweet taste as well.
It's been aging.
Rich.
Marinated.
Fine wine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine wine.
That's what she said.
That's what I said.
And that's what he said.
She said fine like wine. Not me.
That's what she said and that's what he said.
So guys, how do you know when you're ready for a relationship?
You don't.
No?
Me.
Okay. How did you know then?
I'm just happy.
How do you don't know?
I'm joking.
Sometimes you actually don't know until you see that person. Like sometimes, let's say, you'll be like, I ain't looking for nothing. Like,
and then
I'm
just
good. And I'm here. Hey, hello. And you're like, it's like, you know, Aladdin's djinn thing. Do you want to? And then, tell me your wish. No, like,
because I've been going back and forth for a while with
whether you're ready or not.
Am I ready? Do I want it?
It's like you want it, but not with that specific person. So when that specific person is not there, you don't want it.
But when they're there, you want. Okay. I don't like you at this point. Like, you.
We're about to get it today. Get all our answers.
Alright, you're doing too much. That's what you're doing. I don't want to hear it anymore. Fuck this question. She's reading my cards right now. I asked, how do you know if you're ready for a relationship? And she said, when there's that person, that special person, when they're around you, you think you're ready for it, but when they're not, you're like, nah, I'm not ready for it.
I don't want it.
Because you want it to be from that specific person.
Yeah.
No, I think you know. I think you'll just know.
But that's what I said. You know it, but you just don't want it with that person.
Most like wedding vows that I've heard, or wedding speeches, it's like they've both like just looked at each other, or the guy has looked at the girl and is like, you're gonna be my wife. It's like, you're not even my girlfriend yet, but you're going to be my wife, I'm telling you this. And then the girl will be like, nah, you know what, I'm gonna be cooking for you every day until I die.
No, it's not always happy and dandy.
It's not always like that, but have you not seen...
I've heard the speeches, yeah.
No. I mean, like, have you not seen... Like, I've seen couples where it's like, my cousin... Like, for example, my cousin, it's like, rah, he's going to be my husband.
Yeah.
And it actually happens.
Yeah.
So, it's until you meet this person, see this person, and be like, yeah... I can tolerate you for the rest of my life.
You know what? You hit the nail right here. The tolerancy, like, is that the word? Yeah, that is.
So.
You choose when to tolerate certain things from the person that you really want to be with.
100%.
Because we all have flaws. Like, everybody does, including
us. I feel like women tolerate snoring the most.
Oh, Lord.
I've tolerated that.
I haven't had to deal with that.
So I mean, I poke you, I cover your nostrils, I'm pushing off the bed because you're going to wake up. We're both awake.
Oh, you can't. I can't even push the person off the bed because their head will go onto my... their head will go into my bedstand and then their whole body is just going to be on the floor. So I'm basically killing them. Like,
oh, my God.
The neck is just cracking at this point. Yeah. How did I get here?
How did you?
No, I don't know. Like, what happened?
No, but I've that's... Do you know what?
What?
Do you guys think, in a way, guys know that if they really want to wife you or make you that girl?
Like, if we know...
Guys.
Do they know from the...
Yeah,
that they want to wife
you. They know 100%.
So, let's say if they're ready and we're not, why do we sometimes choose to say yeah?
Because you're attracted to them.
That's it.
There's nothing special about them. I'm telling you that. Well, you're just attracted to them.
Nothing special.
No. Sometimes there is. Like, for example, I can give you my example.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I was talking to this person for 3 months, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Online. And then it was a link up thing. So we linked up, watched a movie, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, the whole time the movie was playing, we were having convo. It's like, I'm getting to know you, but at the same time, I am getting to know you. You know when there is the, I'm getting to know her, and then it's just, the conversation is dead. Oh, where'd you go to school? Oh, where this? But it's like, oh, no. You know when, And then it's like, when conversations have conversations. And then it's like, after we left that day, he was like, oh, I'll say it was nice seeing you, And then, literally the day after, I went to see him again. He's like, he's walking me to the bus stop. And then he's like, I've got something to ask you. And I'm just there like, what? No, it was like, it was out of the blue. Because I didn't know what are you doing? Yeah. So then he was like, can you be my girlfriend? And I was just there yeah, can I? Because I have the choice.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was there like, sorry? And then now we're at the traffic light. My guy is standing in front of cars and he's like, when the thing goes green, it's either they hit me or you say yes and I get off the road. I fully waited. I waited for the orange and then I was like, yeah. Get up then. Go, let's go. Because he was literally just there.
Oh,
but definitely a guy knows when you're the one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, a lot of girls, a lot of people from the olden days have this mentality as the woman is the helper. So we get picked, we don't pick a if that makes sense. I've tried to come away from that. If I don't want you, you're not having me.
Yeah.
But it's like in the olden days, he's picked you. But so now it's like,
your, yeah, that's your husband.
Now,
your
yeah, husband. Now it's like, oh, let's go. And it's like, you've picked me, you're going to give me the heartbreak at the same time. Nah, you can't do that to me.
How do you, this is what I'd be saying sometimes. Like, how do you approach me and then
you dump me?
All that stuff, yeah.
You, and then you just mess up like that. And you then gosh. You act like you don't even care. I'm like, sorry, who disturbed you here at this point?
You
wanted me.
You don't want to picture. You double tap my picture.
You DM'd me. You tweeted me. And now you're here acting like, what?
What? You're bread. That's what you are.
Bread, bread, and dad.
Expired bread.
I feel like sometimes people be doing too much.
No, definitely. 100%. Man, 100%.
How do you disturb me and then leave me disturbed?
Yeah, but that's the thing.
You
like,
know what, though? But the table always turns.
One thing about them tables, they're always going to flip and turn.
You pick me, yes. You said what? What happened, did you say? They pick you. The man picks you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to, like, is it like a thing where in women the don't really... Days. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's actually okay. Pick me. Take me to that place. Love me. Show me what love is. And leave me as well. Okay, do it in your own time. But when I, with my mind, my soul, my heart, my gut, everything, yeah,
in me
decides that this is it.
It's it.
Best believe it's going to be it. It's because it. My eyes have opened and I do not want to tolerate it anymore.
100%.
So, no, I don't want to see that shit. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to breathe it. I don't want to smell it. No. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you know when I'm typing, yeah, and I'm trying to write the word don't, and correct comes and now puts the person's name? They're thinking, who else?
You know them as when you're typing. Like, let's say you're messaging someone entirely different. It's like, good morning, and I see date there. I'm like, who said this is for this person, first of all? And now you're even giving me the name. Or when they call, when they text you and it's like, maybe someone's, I'm like, you're getting brave with it. Who pays for your bill? Me or this person over here? So maybe names, maybe war.
I was there like,
first of all, I deleted the number. Why do you still remember?
2 days ago, I'm there thinking, wait, I see maybe this person is sending me a message. I'm there thinking,
how dare you? I'm the owner of you.
I fully said Siri. This it fully.
You have to call
it fully says +44 for a reason.
Telling me maybe.
Oh, I don't want you to tell me.
And
maybe.
Sometimes you even reply with mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
You know what you did? What you mm-hmming me?
Oh no, Siri's be having attitude.
This bitch got a tone attitude. Like, say I don't pay that damn bill.
don't have a tone with me. Don't
she said, mm-hmm.
Don't have to tell me.
Mm-hmm. I hate what she says as well. You said
mm-hmm. Very blunt.
Oh my mm-hmm. God. Yeah, you know what? Them. Yeah. One. This is like, I feel like this is the last point I wanna address.
Okay.
Address them.
Mm. You know when the person has cheated on you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Broken your heart.
Yeah.
You guys have definitely, when you've gone your separate ways. And then they come back to you and then they say, forgive me, I'm going to graft and, you know, get you back, win you back. I am going to, you know, like, basically, he's basically saying, I'm going to have you back.
Okay.
By well, what means necessary. Yeah. And it's like, I feel like when it comes to, okay, not all girls, but certain girls, when he puts in just the bare minimum, where they're like, oh my God.
He's moved
Eiffel Tower to England.
Yeah.
And it's like, he hasn't even travelled to London Eye.
Yep.
It's like, when you guys were together, he wouldn't do these things.
Yeah.
But now he's trying to get back with you or in your drawers. He's decided to come and now bring Eiffel Tower all the way to England because it's like, girl, I need you back. I need you back in my life.
When he's messed up, that's when he wants to give you the world. But then after that, it goes back to nothing.
But it's like, sometimes, this is my question. Why is it that girls allow the person back when they've given just bare minimum? Guys will come in, I'll give you bare minimum, and it's like, oh my god, yeah, his communication is getting better, he's sending me a picture every time he gets home.
I feel like sometimes you feel like, who else is gonna give me this feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Who else is out there for me that's gonna treat me better or do better, whatever the case is?
Mm-hmm.
You're scared to let that person go because you don't know what's out there.
It's not even just that, you know, when you think like, oh okay, this person has given me this person has already hurt me, I would rather work on this than start all over again with another person that's gonna do the same thing or differently but hurt me again.
So do you guys think it's important to date?
Yeah.
Like, it's important to date because
you
no.
what you want,
exactly,
you like.
And it's because the only reason why I ask that is girls tend to be like, I don't want to find something new, let me just fix what I have. And it's like,
no.
You don't know who's, yeah, you don't know who's out there for you. You don't know who is going to be, I'd say, your saving grace. You don't know who's going to come and now change your whole perspective of men. It's like, you get this one guy, and then it's like, all the men that you've ever hated in your life, it's like, I don't hate you guys anymore. What you did was wrong. Yes, you broke my heart. You effed me up. Like, I rolled around in that mud. Trust and believe.
Yeah.
But I don't hate you guys anymore. I just see you as, you know, people them there. It's like, I can see you.
People them there.
Like, I see you. We see each, you see
Santa.
Me,
you see,
and
you.
We see each other
with
my man alongside me.
Mm-hmm. Which is not you, by the way.
Check that out.
No, but I can't lie, I don't think I've ever hated anybody, because for me, I would really need to love you for me to actually hate you, and I don't think you deserve that much. Not just anybody anyway, you know? And it's a thing where it's like, if you can take that much just by dating me, please, no, please think twice. And you know what I really hate? You know when somebody like just starts talking to you, and yeah, you go on dates, yeah, because you want to get to know new people or whatever.
Yeah.
And they say they know you. You don't know me.
I hate that. Oh, I know you.
I know you. No, you don't.
No, no, no. I know your kind of girl.
You're
so who's sitting in this chair after I've left? Because
I don't know about that one, but
I've dealt with girls like that.
It's
fix
like
me,
you
then.
Don't know me.
Don't fix me. Get
no,
out, bro.
Fix me, then.
Don't fix me.
Honestly, don't
get
fix
out.
Me.
I ain't got time for you to fix. Fix what? Am I a broken door or something? Don't fix shit.
You know why I would say fix me? Because it's them ones that you're chatting like you don't have deeper issues than me. You have a whole baby mom waiting to slap you because you haven't provided what is it called?
Child
finance.
No.
Child maintenance.
Child support. Yeah, maintenance. It's like you haven't come in now, you know, provided all of this, but you have this whole exterior about you know me. Thank
about
you.
Making me baby mom number two. You don't even know how to act like baby mom number one. Where are we going with this, sir?
Nowhere, clearly.
You haven't even seen your first child. Where are you going to see the second one? Hello, hi. Yes, I'm talking to you. What the hell?
Yeah,
guys,
wow.
Thank you for listening.
Audacity is what men have.
Tune the next one. Anyway, introduce yourself. I mean, yeah, again,
wow.
Introduce yourself. Tell us about your
Who are you? Like?
Who are you, love?
Me?
Yeah,
I've just been hearing your voice.
Oh my god,
I said my name.
Yeah, but
Nibs.
Your Insta,
I am
your
S Nibs.
Where
can
we
find you?
So
like,
much?
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do
I'm
you do?
Working currently.
She's an Instagram model.
No.
You know
that
very
one.
Low-key
she
private.
Needs some followers
me.
For content.
You're very low-key private.
Yeah, I am.
Are you?
Yes. Who knows me? Nobody.
I see a lot of people that know you, but okay.
Like who? Otherwise, I wouldn't need to introduce myself.
I mean, I know people that know you.
No.
That's because we know them together.
I thought so. But anyway.
Wow, can't see your friend collector.
No, I just wanted her to say something that was out of the blue.
Okay.
You know when they're like, oh, like, huh?
Huh?
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. In a bit.
Bye.